CDO.
WCDO and WCDO FM, Sydney. W222CR, Norwich.
It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you tonight here on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. We're live in Sydney tonight. We have a great Class D division matchup tonight as Sydney hosts Afton Harpersville. Of course, want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Kickoff Show on a beautiful fall night right here in Sydney. Butler features the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right here in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. So, Sky, here we are. We're going to be here tonight for Afton Harpersville versus Sydney. And next week, a matchup we're really looking forward to, Sydney and BG. So this will be our home for the next 2 weeks. It's kind of exciting.
Yeah, very much so. I've always been a big fan of the Sydney facilities. They have a great facility here football-wise. Of course, you got the scoreboard here and just a beautiful turf field, and it's great to be here.
Yeah, of course, this facility, very blessed to have it in the area. A lot of teams utilize this, as well as the softball and the baseball field, having the turf. It's certainly wonderful. Now, if you're tuning in and you're shouting at your radio, Nate, why the heck are you not doing Delhi Tioga? Trust me, folks, I've answered every email, every phone call, every Twitter DM this week. The short of the story is that that game's in Tioga. We don't have a great setup out there, but we are going to be passing along as many score updates as possible from a couple of big games. But, of course, that one tonight, that's going to be a great game too, Sky.
Yeah, that's obviously the one that's probably on most people's radars tonight. Two undefeated teams at the top of the division here for Class D, Section 4 in Tioga at 7-0 and Delhi 6-0. So we're expecting that one to be a shootout for sure.
Yeah, so we'll be having updates on that. We'll take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll talk about these two teams. We've seen them at various times throughout the season, Afton Harpersville visiting Sydney tonight. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on the Butler Auto pregame show here on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Friday Night Lights, high school football tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, and our game audio archive are brought to you by SFCU. We record all these games. Everything on the audio archive is up to date at the moment, so you can go on there and click some of the games we've done earlier in the year, maybe the Sydney at Delhi game or the Afton Harpersville at BG game, to name a few. And you can listen back to the whole broadcast. It's a free download, all courtesy of SFCU. And, of course, this is our Butler Auto pregame show live here in Sydney tonight. They got the big inflatable Warriors tunnel here, and Sydney is about to run out for this great weather home matchup. You know, this is great. You don't get days like this very often. Late October, the temperature is not that bad. Sky should be a fun atmosphere here tonight. We're not freezing, so that's always good, too. So
yeah, absolutely. It's way better when you're not freezing cold and you're up here shaking and shivering, and I'm sure when you're on the radio talking and people can hear your teeth jittering and stuff, so it's probably not as good of a listen to them. But as you said, a perfect night again. We've really lucked out this year weather-wise all season long. And well, I just jinxed that, didn't I? But
yeah, we still got a couple weeks to go. So, in fact, next week is the end of the regular season. Now, the football schedule over the years has kind of gotten jockeyed around a little bit. So the regular season is going a little later into October than it used to in years past. So next week will be the end of the regular season. If you're a team like Sydney or Afton-Harpersville, it doesn't look like you're going to make the playoffs. They do a bunch of crossover games. So it's not the end of the world next weekend. It's going to be probably at least one or two more games after that for Sydney or Afton-Harpersville, if they choose. If you don't want to do a crossover game, you don't have to, but I know Sydney is eyeing some matchups that they're potentially going to end up with. So a couple more weeks of football for both of these teams. And what's exciting is the bottom half of this division right now with BG, Afton-Harpersville, Sydney, DH. These teams are going to be playing each other down the stretch here, and I think there's going to be some great bragging rights on the line.
Absolutely, and, you know, a couple of these schools are very, very close by each other, too. You know, we've been to BG the last week or so. We've been there twice, and that's not that far down the road from here. So those bragging rights at the end of the year, as you talk about, is definitely going to play a part.
Well, especially, too, there was a long stretch of time where Sydney was playing up a division size-wise, so you weren't seeing Sydney versus BG, and even now, I mean, you're not seeing Sydney-Unitigo. With Unitigo playing eight-man, you're not seeing Unitigo-BG, some of those rivalries that we all love that have been around for a long time. So to see Sydney and BG the last couple of years getting to face off is always fun. It's just something that everybody comes out for, and that's a lot of fun.
It is, and as you mentioned, those crossover games, when I was playing, those were kind of fun because you're going to play teams that you don't normally face, that are not normally in your division. You're going somewhere, they're coming here, whatever it was. My last one, as a matter of fact, was at home against Walton.
Yeah.
So only on against Walton, we're not going to face each other. That was kind of cool for me because Coach Hoover, you know, who was my first coach and then moved back to Walton, got to play against him for my last game. So it's cool with stuff like that when that's able, you know, to happen.
Some other games tonight that we're going to try to keep an eye on, of course, Delhi at Tioga. That's the big one. That game's out in Tioga tonight under the lights. UV and Unitigo Franklin kicked off at 6 o'clock. And let me get the last score update I had for you there. Unitigo Franklin leading at UV 18-8. And they've been starting those games at 6 o'clock up there at Unitigo this year. So definitely just a little bit ahead of this game here tonight. Walton is up at BG tonight, just up the road, so we'll keep an eye on that. Norwich is at Owego Free Academy. Sus Valley is at Oneonta. Moravia is at Oxford, and Green is at Groton. So, boy, I've just been told that Logan Utter, he had an 80-yard touchdown earlier, and he had a 99-yard touchdown just a minute ago. So Unitigo puts another score on the board. We're going to break for the national anthem. It's the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll be back here on WCDO.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on
student athletes in every sport.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, live in Sydney tonight. Of course, it's the Warriors hosting Afton Harpersville in Section 4 Class D football action. You can listen tonight on 100.9 FM, or if you're over in the Norwich area, 92.3, that's our new signal over there. Or, of course, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, is brought to you by SFCU. I'll also be posting score updates at the end of each quarter on our Twitter page, so we'll be keeping an eye on several scores there. And if you're looking for soccer scores from earlier today, it was a very busy day in the Section 4 girls soccer bracket, as there was games in Class B, C, and D today. So if you want some of those scores, check those out. And they're all on the right-hand side of the page on my Twitter feed on WCDOsports.com. That's all right there for you as well. So going to be a fun one here tonight between Afton Harpersville and Sydney. We saw Afton Harpersville a couple weeks ago when they were up at BG. That ended up being a pretty good game, 21-7, BG defeating Afton Harpersville. And, of course, we saw Sydney in a tough matchup against a very, very good Delhi team, which is still undefeated. But we saw a lot of good things from a young Warriors team that afternoon over in Delhi, Sky.
We did, and I was very encouraged to know that we were going to be doing another game. I was excited about it because since they are such a young team, we saw there's their senior night tonight. They didn't have many seniors, so they're going to be bringing back a lot of these players. And a lot of them I was very impressed by when they were playing against a very tough Delhi team. When you face tough teams like that, you never know how young guys are going to respond, especially against a team that's just very well-rounded like Delhi is, that can attack you offensively in many different ways. So now we're going to see Sydney two games in a row, see how they've grown and developed as the season's gone on.
Yeah, they certainly have given everybody a pretty good run for the money for being a pretty young team. I think their only kind of real bad blemish on the schedule is Tioga, and that's happened to everybody, quite frankly. We'll see if Delhi can hang with them tonight. Tioga is just looking like another level type of team, and we say it week after week, but they're just very balanced. They have all-state wrestlers all over the field, which seems to make a big difference, and they're just so well coached, and they execute so well. So we'll see how that goes tonight. But, you know, the buzz everywhere we go about this Sydney team is they've had a great time coming up throughout youth football and modified, and you know, Coach Matthews has said, I think we're just a year or two away from really getting back to the promised land of where we want to be. So that's exciting news for Sydney fans.
I would agree with that. From everything that we saw against Delhi, when they played against Delhi, you can see the potential in a lot of these players that they have. I was very impressed, as I said, with a lot of them. And they're, as you said, it's a year or two. They'll be very challenging for anyone.
So Afton Harpersville is going to be kicking off here to Sydney. So the Warriors will have the ball for the first time here tonight. They're going to be going right to left on our radio dial here. Sydney is in the home maroon tops, the white pants, the gray helmets with the Sydney maroon S on the side of the helmet there. Afton Harpersville is in the white tops with the navy blue pants, the navy blue helmet. The gold trim has that Hornets logo on the side there for Afton Harpersville on the side of the navy blue helmet. So set to get underway here between Sydney and Afton Harpersville. A beautiful night under the lights at Sydney's Alumni Field. A long kickoff here is fielded by the Warriors at the 20. They'll work it out to the 30, 35. Still driving forward out to about the 38-yard line here, and a very good return for Sydney. As a good way to start the contest here tonight for the Sydney Warriors, as that's Lucas DeMott on the return.
Very good field position here for Sydney to start offensively. Always makes things a little bit easier. Be curious to see what kind of offense they come out with tonight. As we talked about, sometimes some teams, they script the first few plays, and then, of course, something happens the first play, it changes that. But I'll be interested to see what they do here.
We saw a lot of Logan Russo catching the ball against Delhi. We'll see if that happens here tonight. Handoff on first and 10, trying to plow their way up the middle across the 40 to the 41. So a pickup of about 3 or 4 yards. I think that was Marino coming off bottom of the pile there. And so this is going to be a second down and about 6 to go here for Sydney. Yes, that was Marino coming off the bottom of the pile there. And so So it'll be a second and six. And we got a flag, as I believe Afton Harpersville might have jumped there just before the snap of the ball. And so this will help out the Sydney Warriors. We're just underway, two plays in, about 30 seconds into this ball game, scoreless so far here between Afton Harpersville and Sydney on senior night here for the Sydney Warriors. And a nice crowd continuing to shuffle in here to watch this contest between the Hornets and the Warriors. So after that penalty, going to be about a second and one. Going to be the snap and a little run forward here, a QB keeper. Good for a first down on the Sydney S right at midfield. Well done there by the Warriors. So going to move the chains here for Sydney. And waiting for the play from the sideline here as good ball movement by Sydney so far in this first drive. You got to figure if they can come out and put their stamp on this first drive, it's really going to give them some energy going forward.
If you can go out and score on the first drive, it really changes things because now the other team has got they're already playing from behind, so it puts a lot of pressure on.
Here is a snap and driving forward, trying to run to the outside, brought down, maybe getting back to the line of scrimmage here for the Sydney Warriors. And going to be a second down and about 10 to go here for Sydney. Again, Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you here on WCDO. We're glad to have you along for this one. Looking to be a fun night here between the Warriors and Afton Harpersville. This will be Dylan Easton at QB here tonight. We've been so excited to watch him throughout the year as well. As a handoff right up the middle, disappearing into the pile there across the 50 up to the 45 now for the Warriors. Moreno coming off the bottom of the pile. And so Sydney with some good ball movement here in this first quarter. 9:55 to go in this first frame, 0-0 score. And you know, we'll see if this is going to turn into a running battle between these two teams. We saw Afton Harpersville run a lot against BG. And Sydney, you know, they always got some tricks up their sleeve. They could throw it, they can run, so we'll see. Going to be a third down and about 7 to go. A little pitch to the outside now. Moreno trying to cut it back, but a good tackle here by Afton Harpersville, not allowing Sydney to get to the edge on the outside. Well done there by Hunter Smith for Afton Harpersville.
That really was a great defensive play. As you saw, the guy came in motion from the right to the left to be another lead blocker there. And great defensive play there by Afton Harpersville.
So a fourth down, and Sydney looking like they're going to go for it here. They're in Afton Harpersville territory, but not that far, Sky. They're only at about the left side of the Sydney S at about the 46-yard line. Looking over to the sideline here, maybe trying to get Afton Harpersville to jump. Checking the play. Might be a change from the sideline here. Waiting for the snap. DeMott is in motion, and they're going to have a QB keeper here with Easton. Cuts back. It'll be very close to a first down at the 40-yard line. Sydney's signaling that they got it, and let's see from the officials. I think, yes, that's going to be a first down. Wow, a great run there by Easton. As you know, he ran to the outside, didn't have a lot of room, but he gets it done.
And he didn't have a lot of room because partially in the fact that they were on this side hash mark when they started the play. But good play call there. Picked up the first down just barely. Will be interesting to see what they call from here on.
Yeah, that was a gutsy call, and now they're going to try to throw over the middle. Pass is complete. A good hit there by Afton Harpersville on defense, but a pickup of about 8 on the play there for the Sydney Warriors as they go up top to Justin Lang for a great catch there for Sydney. Going to be a second and one coming up.
That was a good catch. He took a pop.
Yeah, he took a pop, and he juggled it in the air, but he was able to come down with it. So a great catch there by Lang. Second and one. They try to run it up the middle, and again, a good stop here by Hunter Smith on the D-line. And I don't think Moreno was able to get this. And so we'll see what the call is here. Actually, I think they must have given, did they give the first down there on Lang's catch? Okay, yeah, so this is going to be a second and 10 here. I wasn't sure if they gave him the first down on that. So it's going to be a second and 10 now. And a handoff to DeMott, sweeping from left to right. Gets around the edge, bowling his way forward, lowers the shoulder. A nice run there by DeMott across the 30 to the 25 up to about the 24. Makes it very manageable here on third down as Sydney's driving here on this first drive of the evening. 7.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, and we're scoreless so far between the Warriors and Afton Harpersville.
So far, it's been a challenge for Sydney to get up the middle. Looks like they're having a little bit more success around the outside against this Afton-Harpersville defense.
Yeah, really nice job by Afton-Harpersville to kind of seal it up in the middle. Now Easton's going to try to run forward. He finds a gap across the 20 down to the 15, and the C's just kind of parted for him there. He's so quick. He's able to take off like that, and he's going to be able to pick up the first down for Sydney. Well done.
That was one of the things that impressed me a lot about him when we watched watching them against Delhi. He's got a very good first step, very good burst of speed right away to get through those gaps.
Yeah, Easton, of course, a young quarterback. We're going to be seeing him for a couple more years. Wants to throw to the outside, and this is complete to DeMott, just near the first down marker. And he's across the 10, I would say down between the 10 and the 5 here for the Sydney Warriors. So they're using all their weapons so far here tonight. 7 minutes to go first quarter, and we're scoreless still, but Sydney is on the march. And waiting for the snap here for the Warriors on a second down and about four to go. Easton, QB keeper again, sees a seam, and he's in for a Sydney Warriors touchdown. He said, dare me to run up the gut, and he does, and it makes it 6-0 for Sydney.
As soon as I say something, they go up the middle, but it's that explosion, that burst of quickness that he has from the quarterback position to go right up the middle like that, because those holes might be there. When you're quick like that, you can hit them before they close back up. Great job.
Yeah, he has a good arm, and he's able to run. And so a very nice opening drive capped off by a Dylan Easton 10-yard QB keeper, and Sydney leads 6-0 over Afton-Harpersville with 6:40 to go in the first quarter. They're going to go for two. They'll hand it off up the middle, and Marino is in for the two-point conversion. And it's an 8-0 lead for Sydney over Afton-Harpersville. Hornets will have the ball when we come back here on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you tonight on WCDO and at WCDOsports.com. Web stream brought to you by SFCU. An early 8-0 lead for Sydney over Afton-Harpersville. Here we are told Logan Russo not in tonight, so we won't be seeing him. But maybe that opens some things up for a guy like Justin Lang, who made a great catch there for Sydney on that first drive. Here's the kickoff, and Afton-Harpersville with the return up to about the 28, but a big hit by the Warriors on the special teams unit, doing a great job to come down and make sure that run back wasn't going anywhere. Nice job.
Very nice job, and great kick, actually, because that kick took a weird bounce, slowed things down a little bit, so gave the kicking team more time to get down there and field that.
Yeah, Caden McPherson, I believe, with that tackle as a host of Warriors, were down there to make sure Afton-Harpersville had nowhere to go. So let's see what the Hornets can do here on their first drive of the night, about the 28-yard line here. This is an offense that has some weapons. But we'll see what they can do against a Sydney defense that seems to be finding their way over the last couple of weeks. Waiting for the snap. Looking to hand it off here, and they do. And the Sydney defense is right there, collapsing in, and very well done there. Quinton Beckwith got to the runner first, and it's a loss of yards on the play for Afton-Harpersville. And again, Sydney leading 8-0 here with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. And so this is going to be about second down and 12 now for Afton-Harpersville. And, of course, quarterback here for Afton-Harpersville, Braden Sikowski. He's a great athlete no matter what he's doing. Great baseball player, great basketball player. His name always seems to be in the score sheets when Afton-Harpersville sends something in. So he's the guy you got to watch here tonight for the Hornets. Waiting for the snap now on a second down and 12. In the shotgun, one wide receiver to the left. Little run here for Sikowski, and trying to get to the edge, really nowhere to go. Another nice job by that Sydney defense. Beckwith was there once again to kind of seal the hole, as well as DeMott for Sydney. Sikowski, just a junior, too. I feel like I've been tweeting his name for about 5 years now, but that's great for you Afton Harpersville fans, that's for sure. So we have 5.5 to go in the first quarter. 8-0 lead for Sydney here over Afton Harpersville, a Section 4 Class D division contest between the Warriors and the Hornets. So a third down and about 9 to go as Afton Harpersville goes left to right. Ball at the 28-yard line waiting for the snap. Here's Sikowski in the shotgun. Three wide receivers split to the right. Wants to throw out into the flat, and it is incomplete through the hands of his intended receiver there, and a fourth down coming up. Not the drive the Hornets were hoping for here to get this contest started, as Braden Saddlemeyer couldn't haul that one in for the Hornets.
Got to give a lot of credit to that Sydney defense. The very first play, Afton Harpersville tried to run a little counter, started left, coming back to the right. Sydney flew right to the ball there. Second down, they made a good tackle on the quarterback there after a decent gain to pick about, let's say, 4 yards. Third and long, great stop. Incomplete pass, but great stop. They were right there anyway if it was an incomplete pass. Very impressive first series for the Sydney defense.
Yeah, it felt like the defense kind of set the tone there right as they made that first tackle, kind of came crashing through. So that was really good to see for Sydney. Now we got a flag on the punt here. Looks like it's going to be a false start, I believe. And so waiting for the official signal here. Yeah, this is going to back up Afton Harpersville on a false start. And Sydney waiting back to our right at about the 40-yard line here. Connor Vandersommen will be back to receive for the Warriors. And see if we can get this punt off this time. It's going to be fourth down, and the Afton Harpersville punt crew standing on about their own 15. And it's going to be Sikowski with the punt duty. This kind of went off the side of his foot, not a long punt. And it's going to roll out of bounds at about the Sydney 45. So it got more mustard on it than I thought. But still, this is great field position here for the Warriors, Sky.
Yeah, that punt didn't even get back to, I think it went out at the 44-yard line. So Sydney's got a great opportunity here to go down, put some more points on the board, make it a two-possession game here early on in the game.
Trying to keep an eye on this Delhi and Tioga game. We're actually watching the stream up here as well. It looks like it's still scoreless in the early part of that game. Unitego Franklin ahead 26-8 over Unadilla Valley. Logan Utter having a whale of a game up there tonight. An 80-yard touchdown and a 99-yard touchdown for the senior quarterback for the Spartans. He actually messaged me earlier in the week. He said, "You coming to our game?" I said, "Oh, I got Sydney, Afton, Harpersville." He goes, "Oh, that's too bad." And now I feel like I'm going to get another one. He says, "I put on a show. You should have been there."
He told you. He told you ahead of time. Next time someone does that, it might be a sign of things to come.
Oh, I guess. And he didn't say anything besides just, "Are you coming?" And always appreciate when you guys come. And he's a great young man, great three-sport athlete for the Spartans, and it's always fun when you can watch a player have a night like that. So I always feel bad when I miss it, but there's only one crew here that can go around and do these games. So
yeah.
And we try to get everybody in, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the main thing. People always ask, "Well, why aren't you here? Why aren't you there?" We try to get everybody in at least once before the playoffs, and it can be tough to do sometimes. So. All right, Sydney with the ball. A little bit of a delay there on first down. Easton's going to throw out into the right side flat. He's got a receiver. It's complete. Good for a first down across the 30 up to about the 29. Move the chains here for Sydney. We'll see who caught that on the far side. Popping up, looks like maybe DeMott. No, that had to be Nick Hartwell on that far side. Big target over there. Hartwell, another one of these young players that is going to make a big impact in the future. Hartwell wearing 24, DeMott with 34. And sometimes these numbers can be hard to read from this far away. So nice catch there for the Sydney Warriors. And so Sydney already with an 8-0 lead here late in this first quarter with about 4 minutes to go. A run to the right side on first down. Going to be good for about 5 yards down to the 25-yard line. I believe that was Marino coming off the bottom of the pile there. Yes, it was. So, you know, we're seeing the weapons here so far for Sydney tonight. It's we've seen Hartwell, we've seen DeMott, we've seen Marino, we've seen Lang. And, of course, Easton can take off and run at any given time. So that is great for you Sydney Warrior fans. You're starting to see things really come together here. Coach Matthews wants to have a word with the officials with 3:50 to go here in the first quarter, Sydney leading 8-0. Comes out, has a quick word with the white hat. And Afton Harpersville head coach Jason Lyon coming out onto the field now, too. He wants an explanation on something. haven't seen what they're doing. Actually, pointing over towards the parking lot, I guess. I don't know what they see over there. So Coach Matthews now actually walking down the far end of the field. They see something down there that they either need somebody or they want someone to turn off lights or, I don't know, something's going on over there. This is where we need a field reporter, right, Sky? So.
Yeah, because we have no idea what's going on. But to go back before we get to this play, you mentioned a few of those guys for Sydney here. You got Russo, who's not playing, who's a sophomore. Their quarterback, Easton, sophomore. Hartwell, also, I believe, also a sophomore.
Yeah.
So you got 2 years, two after this year right there.
Yeah, Beckwith, we've mentioned him on defense a couple of times. He's a sophomore. Fumble here by Easton as he runs to the outside, but Sydney's able to fall on it there on a second down. That was all the buzz last year, was what this group was doing as freshmen. And, you know, it was kind of like, well, do we bring them up to varsity? They did, you know, and they've had their ups and downs, as anybody does, coming up to varsity at a young age. But you can definitely see the progression, I would say.
From when we saw them play against Delhi to tonight, I already see a lot of progression from all of those players.
So this is actually going to be a first down now for Easton. Throws to the outside, pass is complete. And that one goes to DeMott, so it's going to be a second down coming up here for the Warriors.
Easton is throwing the ball very well so far tonight, which is one of the things that I think we saw when they played against Delhi. Just the Delhi pass rush made him get rid of the ball maybe a little bit quicker than he wanted to. Just missed a couple throws, but he throws the ball very well.
My mistake there on the fumble. Got my downs mixed up. And now second down here in about 5 to go, and Sydney at the 15-yard line waiting for the snap. Easton's going to tuck it and run a good fake. Gets to the outside, stiff arms, little spin, and he gets taken down right at the 1 yard line. But another nice run. You can just see how athletic he is, Sky.
And it's that quick burst right there, that quickness that he's got right to hit the hole, bounce to the outside, whatever it is, he's got that. But as a dual threat who can throw it too, it makes the defense not be able to know exactly what we got to plan for this play.
3 minutes to go in the first quarter. 8-0 lead for Sydney over Afton Harpersville. Looks like they're knocking on the door once again, though, as we wait for the snap. Easton's in the shotgun. One wide receiver to the left, one to the right. Hand off. Marino hits the pile. Going to be very close here. Haven't seen an official signal yet as he gets driven back from the goal line. And I think they're going to say maybe he was just a little short. So going to be another opportunity coming up here as the Hornets hold right there at the line. Looks like a good crowd at that Delhi Tioga game as we're keeping an eye on that. Also looks like the Bulldogs driving a little bit there, Sky.
Looks like it's still 0-0 with under a minute left as well.
Yeah, so that's the first quarter there between the Bulldogs and the Tioga Tigers. But we saw Walton go out there and chew up a lot of the clock in the first quarter a couple weeks ago, and then Tioga just exploded.
So like an eight-minute drive that they scored on.
Going to throw over the middle here. Easton looking for a receiver on the back of the end zone, but it's incomplete. And a third down coming up as he was looking for Justin Lang, who was on a slant there across the back of the end zone. So 1:55 to go here, first quarter. 8-0 lead for Sydney over Afton Harpersville. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Sky Thompson here tonight. Of course, Sky spent a couple of years on the Walton Warriors coaching staff, so he's certainly seen a lot of great football over the last couple of years. And a handoff, a QB keeper here for Dylan Easton, and he is in, kind of looking like Dylan Jacob from Walton there. So either way, it's a touchdown for the Sydney Warriors. Nice job.
Very nice play. And once again, that quick burst right at the middle. But they're doing a great job of doing a fake handoff to the running back to make the defense have to slide a little bit. I don't know if it's a true read option or not. It looks like it could be. And then he's just reading where the defense goes and either keeps it or gives based on that. But once again, a great run right up the middle.
So Sydney now with a 14-0 lead over Afton Harpersville. They're going to go for two. Man in motion is Marino from left to right, so they got three wide receivers to the right. He's looking to throw. He's got a receiver. It's complete, and the two-point conversion is good. Coming up with that one in the back of the end zone is Lucas DeMott. Well done. 16-0 lead for Sydney over Afton Harpersville, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. 14-0, Walton leads BG. Just a quick out-of-town scoreboard there. That game being played down in Bainbridge tonight. Here in Sydney, it's 16-0 for Sydney over Afton Harpersville. A short kick there. Actually, it was a line drive into the front line of Afton Harpersville. It bounced back, and Sydney fell on it. And the Warriors had the ball here, Sky. Take me through that one.
So I don't know if that was completely by design or not, but I do know some coaches, they will tell their kickers and sometimes even practice kicking a line drive on the kickoff right at the front guy, usually right in the middle, and if it hits him, it's going to hit so hard it'll bounce right back, and that looks like that's exactly what happened there. They said, don't know if that was planned, but if so, executed perfectly.
Boy, Coach Matthews loves to play games on the kickoff. I mean, for years he's just maintained that the squib kick is his favorite thing in the world. I don't know if that was planned or not, but that was a bullet, and Afton Harpersville could not handle it. Now Sydney gets the ball back again. They're going to throw deep. They're going for the end zone here and looking for Vandersamen. It was just over his left shoulder and out of bounds and incomplete, but I like it there. Roll the dice and go for it. So, again, we have Walton leading BG 14-0. Unitego Franklin, last check we had, over UV 26-8. And Delhi here is driving in a scoreless game against Tioga, or did Delhi score?
7-0 Delhi over Tioga.
Wow, okay. So it looks like a long, long drive there for the Bulldogs is able to pay off. As back here in Sydney at midfield, going right to left, Sydney with the ball, leading 16-0. They're going to look to hand off, and they go to DeMott. And he's good for about 6 yards on the left wing in front of the Sydney sideline. And nice to see DeMott getting involved here. He's a guy that you can throw the ball to or have him run, and he's looking good and sharp here tonight.
Said his name already a lot through the first quarter. We're not even done with the first quarter yet. And I want to go back to that first play. I really like the play call on first down after you get a recovery like that. Taking a chance on a deep pass downfield, if you can get a quick score like that, it really keeps the momentum going.
The TD for Delhi was by Luke Schnabel, who's been out for a couple of weeks with an injury. So nice to see him back in, and really interested to see how Tioga answers in that game there, Sky. That's going to be fun to watch.
As we said, we were doing the Walton. When Walton Tioga was playing, Walton went down as an 8-minute drive or so. They scored, and, well, then...
then it was all Tioga after that. So, and this will be Easton on a run here to the outside. He's roped down. Once again, Hunter Smith, our guy from Afton Harpersville, he's been an animal. He's been all over the place tonight for the Hornets.
He has. He's been flying. So that's encouraging to see for them. And great stop for the Afton Harpersville defense. It looks like Sydney is bringing on the punting unit right now. So even after the kickoff like that, for Afton Harpersville to get the stop and get the ball back, great for them.
Yeah, that's a big momentum boost for the Hornets there. As that was third down, they tried to get sneaky again with Easton to the right side. He had nowhere to go. And so Sydney's going to have to punt it away. We're keeping an eye on a lot of games, so there's a lot of teams to keep track of here tonight. We know everybody wants that Delhi-Tioga score. Here's a good punt from Sydney, bouncing all the way down to the Afton Harpersville, about the 10-yard line. They're going to let it go, and so Sydney pins Afton Harpersville deep in their own end here. So we're going to take a 30-second break. Actually, no, let's keep it right here. There's only 2 seconds left here in the first quarter. Sydney leading 16-0 over Afton Harpersville. So this will be the last play of the first quarter here. A great opening quarter, though, for the Warriors.
Yes, and on that punt right there, as a guy who used to return punts, that punt right there is impossible. There's nothing you can do with it. He kicked it so low that it barely got over the guys, but it just was a line drive that bounced and just rolled straight to the left right out of bounds. There's nothing you can do as a return guy.
Yeah, you almost just want to stay away from that, right?
Yep.
And so this will be a first down coming up here for Afton Harpersville, but again, only 2 seconds left in this first quarter, so this will be the last play of the quarter. And it looks like they're going to try to run up the middle here. Good driving run forward across the 15 to the 16 by Afton Harpersville. And so that was a nice run there by Afton Harpersville. And so going to be second down at about 6 to go coming up for the Hornets when we come back. Sydney leads 16 to nothing over Afton Harpersville. We'll be back on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831. For Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Friday Night Football here on WCDO. We're glad to have you along. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson, also on WCDOsports.com. Just a reminder, we do record these games. They're in our game audio archive right there on the website, all courtesy of SFCU. So you can go back and listen to these games anytime. Any game that we've done, football or soccer so far this fall, is all right there on WCDOsports.com. Start of the second quarter, Sydney leading Afton Harpersville 16 to nothing. We switch ends of the field, so Afton Harpersville now going right to left here to start this second quarter, and they are pinned deep after that good Sydney punt. Well, the ball is going to be at about the 15-yard line there on the right hash for the Hornets to start the second quarter. And as far as we can tell, yeah, that's still Delhi leading Tioga 7-0 after that Schnabel touchdown out in Tioga tonight. That's a big one in the division. Both teams still undefeated. Waiting for the snap here. And Sikowski will get this one and pitches to the outside. And the Hornets with a little running room here, and they're going to pick up the first down. Boy, bouncy running there out to about the 30-yard line here for the Hornets. Fumble. Actually, yeah, fumble came out.
I believe.
And we're going to see if they're going to call that one down by contact or not. That ball squirted out about an extra 5 yards. And it looks like it's going to stay with the Hornets as they were able to pounce on that at the last moment. But it is going to be a first down for Afton Harpersville. Good job. Ball out to about the 28-yard line here for the Hornets.
It looks like Tioga has tied it up at 7.
Wow, quick moving there by the Tigers, huh? As they tie that game up 7-7. And is that your only hope against a team like Tioga, just to hold on to the ball as long as you can? That's tough. And that was about a minute drive it took them to go down there. So here is Sikowski. He's going to try to run up the middle. Had nowhere to go as Harrington was right there to rip him down. And it's tough to run past Harrington, that's for sure.
Afton Harpersville tried to run a option play, and Sydney played it great.
Injured player on the field here for Afton Harpersville. Going to be a second down coming up for the Hornets. We're going to take an injury timeout here with Sydney leading 16 to nothing over the Afton Harpersville Hornets. Injury timeout here early in the second quarter. Again, that score from Delhi and Tioga is 7-7. Walton leading BG 14 to nothing. And before we head to the break here, let me just check to see if I have anything else. Yeah, it's still 26-8. Unitego Franklin over Unadilla Valley in 8-man action tonight up there at the U. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean. For nearly 40 years, Ralphie at RC Sales Service and Towing has been the area's go-to towing guy. Pulling cars out of holes, towing trucks after hitting poles, transporting vehicles after they roll. So if you need a tow, RC Sales Service and Towing is the way to go. Always reliable, always friendly, and always fair. So request the best. RC Sales Service and Towing, Route 7 in Sydney. best equipment, most experience, and the nicest tow guy on the road. Call 563-9299. Keep that number handy, 563-9299.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store on Main Street in Unadilla.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. After the injury timeout, we're going to get back underway. Sikowski with a nice pump fake there, rolls to the outside, throws across the middle, almost intercepted. Did the ball hit the turf? No, it's intercepted by Sidney. They run down the left side. We got flags going everywhere. That ball was tipped, and somehow Sidney picks it off and runs it back to about the 15. But again, flags everywhere after that play. But a really nice interception by Sidney after a good scramble by Sikowski. He tried to rifle one across the middle, but somehow Sidney with the INT.
He made a great pump fake, got the defender in the air, threw the pass, the ball was batted up, and then just caught.
I believe it's Corbin Cash who got the interception, but we got to see what happens with this flag here to see if that was during the return, or what exactly that was.
Yep, during the return.
Yeah, it looks like a block in the back there on the return, I would say, Sky, as Cash took it down the left side there. But a very nice interception. That was tricky to hold on to. 10:49 to go, second quarter. Sidney 16, and Afton-Harpersville nothing here in Section 4, Division 5, Class D football. Warriors and the Hornets here tonight. So, boy, two kind of good breaks here, I would say, for Sidney. Not that they haven't been dominating on offense or anything, but you have the kickoff that you get a nice little recovery for there, and now this interception. So Sidney having things go their way from the football gods, I would say, tonight.
And a quick score update. Oneana up 13-0 right now over Suss Valley.
Yes, thanks for the out-of-town scoreboard there. We're trying to get you as many as we can. And so Sidney has the ball starting at their own 30, now going left to right. Pass to the outside is complete. And down to about the 25, and so pass is complete, I believe, to Justin Lang. Yes, that's Lang picking that up, and it'll be about second down and 3 to go, I would say, here for the Sidney Warriors. Thanks for joining us tonight as well on WCDOsports.com, all courtesy of SFCU there. Sidney with a nice 16-0 lead here with 10:15 to go in the second quarter. They are in control over the Hornets at the moment. Both these teams looking for their second win of the season. Waiting for the snap. Easton going to hand off to Marino. Hits the pile. Bulls his way forward, but that initial contact was able to slow him down. Nice job there by the Hornets. Brockton McNaught was able to slow him down. Injured player there for Afton-Harpersville was number 75, Aiden Roof. And he was able to walk off pretty much under his own power, so hopefully we will see him again maybe later tonight if he's okay. Third down and about 1 to go here for Sidney. They're at the Afton-Harpersville 19. Waiting for the snap. Here's Easton. Wants to keep it himself. Runs to the left edge. Cuts it back. He's got the first down and gets just enough to move the chains and keep the drive alive down to about the 16 here for Sidney. And so Sidney looking to cash in once again. As, again, we try to keep an eye on this Delhi-Tioga game. Boy, amazing technology, huh, Scott? I mean, you think about 10, 20 years ago, you'd have no idea what was going on at that game, and now we can sit here and watch two games at once. That's pretty cool. So it's going to be a first down and 10 for Sidney at about the Afton-Harpersville 15. They throw to the right side, passes complete to DeMott. Shakes off a tackle. Yeah, good for maybe about 2 yards on the play here, so Sidney still leading Afton-Harpersville 16-0, coming up on 9 minutes to go in the first half here. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a little bit as well. Maybe we'll go through some soccer scores for you and some football scores as well.
You mentioned this technology. 10 years ago when I was playing, if Maine Endwell was playing against someone tonight, that was going to be a great game. I would have no way of watching I mean, I'd be playing myself, of course. But,
right.
But
yeah, it just wasn't there. You might not even know until later that night. Maybe you saw it on the news or something. So hand off to Moreno. Gets up to about the 10. But again, the Hornets defense collapsing strong there. And coming up on the tackle there, very nicely done by Devin Rao there for the Hornets. Yeah, I mean, for most people out there, you had to wait till the next day, get it in the paper, right? So,
and that's if it was in the paper, because depending on what time the game got done and
right.
stuff, you know, we didn't have NateLaw.com or
Twitter
page and stuff where you post things at 1 a.m.
Yeah, that no sleep thing is it's a priority in my life, I guess. There's a lot of staying up late to get these scores in, so, and I still can't keep up with it all. DeMott on a nice sweep here from right to left, across the 5, down to about the 3. So Sydney is knocking on the door here once again. Boy, DeMott's having a nice night so far here tonight for Sydney, I would say, as he picks up that first down.
He's been playing great. I mean, I've been very impressed. He's a rare senior for your, the players, but he's playing great tonight with multiple different things he's been doing. Very impressed by him.
7:45 to go, second quarter. Sydney on top by a score of 16-0 here over Afton-Harpersville. And waiting for the play from the sideline now for the Warriors, looking to punch it in. And let's see what they decide to cook up here. Easton has both touchdowns so far. QB keepers when they've been in this position. Moreno is off the left hip of Easton. Easton wants to throw over the middle through the hands of his receiver, and then it was almost picked off, but it falls to the turf as he was looking for Justin Lang. That was very, very close to a TD and an interception.
You know, the Seattle Seahawks ran a play like that with the Super Bowl. And the ball was just a little bit behind Lang there on the throw from Easton. Could have been caught, but could have been caught by both teams there. He said almost intercepted.
So this will be a second down here for Sydney, right on the goal line. Pretty much second down and goal to go. Going to be a QB keeper. Here is Easton up the middle, and a touchdown for Sydney. Third of the night for Dylan Easton. Tack six more on the board for the Sydney Warriors with about 7:15 to go in this second quarter. Sydney is ahead 22-0.
I'm going to make a scouting report call.
Yeah.
Dylan Easton, quarterback keep up the middle. <They're> getting close.
I mean, they've tried a couple of different things on the goal line, tried throwing it a few times, and of course, Marino's been great on the two-point conversions, but when they had to get it done, Easton's the guy that's been able to dance his way in. And I think I see what we're seeing Coach Matthews and Coach Jason Lyon calling for. It looks like they've brought a stretcher over to the far side from one of the injuries for Afton-Harpersville. So that's what they were signaling for before. Sydney trying to throw over the middle, pass is incomplete, and so our score remains. Sydney 22, Afton-Harpersville nothing. 7:15 to go in the second quarter. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Law. We'll be back on WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove. Heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And top quality Valspar paint for indoor jobs. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you live here tonight in Sydney. Homecoming for the Sydney Warriors football team. Senior night, they honored the football team, and they also honored cross country as well before the game here tonight. So is homecoming next weekend? Is that correct? Last weekend, oh my gosh, there's too many. Everywhere we go has got a homecoming. So, yes, So, and senior night will be next week here against BG. So it was senior night for cross country. We got we figured it out here. So
next week when we come back, it'll be senior night. And but not homecoming.
Yeah.
so we'll get that.
We'll get that. Yeah. So this will be Afton Harpersville with the ball at the 35-yard line here. So nice for cross country though. They've had a nice season here to honor their seniors. That's for sure. A lot of local cross country teams are doing very well. So. Postseason will be coming up for those teams as well. And I have a lot of catching up to do on cross-country results. There's been a lot of meets lately. So this will be a handoff for the Hornets. They'll look to run up the middle. Good hard running by the Hornets. I believe this is Rao. Might have lost the ball at the last second. I think they picked up about 7 yards here. Looks like I got an out-of-town score update. 22-0 Walton over BG. That game down in Bainbridge. So Walton, you know, they lost the title, but they've continued to roll since then. Sky, they were here last week, tight first half with Sydney, and then they were able to pick it up after that.
Yeah, we were getting those score updates, and that was another reason why I was so ready to see the Sydney team, because they were playing Walton very close that entire first half, and it just shows how much they've improved as this season's gone on.
So here is Afton Harpersville on a third down and short. They're going to run it to the outside. They are going to pick up the first down near midfield. And again, running to that right side. And Sikowski's putting together a nice little drive here for Afton Harpersville. And what's our out-of-town score update? Still 7-7, right, between Delhi and Tioga?
Yep. Delhi and Tioga still tied at 7, with looks like a little under 3 minutes left in the second quarter.
Wow, so that game's moving right along. This one is as well. We're down to 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Sydney 22, and Afton Harpersville nothing. As this ball near midfield here. So the Hornets just trying to put a good drive together. If they could get some points on the board, maybe get some of that momentum back, be huge for the Hornets before the halftime break. They'll hand it off and try to run up the middle. This is Rao again, I believe, at the 50. He's brought down by Harrington as well as a host of other Warrior tackles.
This Afton Harpersville offense is looking very nicely paced so far in this drive. They're picking up 3, 4, 5-ish yards every play. If you can go down and score, bring it back to a two-possession game, it gets you some momentum back, encourages you going into the second half as we have about 5 left in the second quarter here.
Well, you know, this Afton Harpersville team has been loaded with weapons, and a lot of them graduated. Luke Merrill, Brady Batiste, they had a great running game the last couple of years. So some new guys finding new roles here for the Hornets, and this is a good run up the middle, but it's stripped. Ball on the ground. I believe the Hornets were able to fall on it, though. Both teams, of course, pointing in their direction. Let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile. And it looks like Afton Harpersville was able to hold on to it here. I believe on the bottom of the pile was Brockton McNaught, who was able to fall on that fumble to make sure the Hornets were able to hold on. So Afton Harpersville is going to take a timeout. We got 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Sydney 22, Afton Harpersville nothing. We'll be back on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 4:45 to go here in this second quarter, and Sydney with a 22-0 lead over Afton Harpersville. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you tonight here on WCDO, also on CDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Waiting for the snap, they're going to hand off. And to the right side, a good run across the 40, up to the 35. Move the sticks here for Afton Harpersville on another solid run there. So, as we said, Sky, this offense continuing to find a little groove here on this drive for the Hornets.
They really are, and we just saw the stretcher going back towards the ambulance. I want to wish that player nothing but the best, and hopefully everything is all right. But this Afton Harpersville offense is really starting to get some momentum right now. As we said, picking up 3, 4, 5-ish yards of play, making a nice drive here. They got to protect the ball, though. The ball's been on the ground or, you know, turning over. We got to protect it here if that's your if you're Afton Harpersville. Jeez, I can't speak, man.
Yeah. That last run there by the freshman, Jaden D. Leon, and he is gotten in and had a couple of nice runs here for the Hornets as well as they try to pound one up the middle here on first down. They're in Sydney territory now, but Harrington and that line holding strong for the Warriors. So going to be second down and about 9 to go here for AH. Clock coming down to about 3:45 to go in the second quarter. Sydney leading 22-0 over Afton Harpersville. And Hornets taking their time trying to cash in on this drive. It's something we saw a few weeks ago when they played BG as well. They had a lot of good chances in the red zone and just couldn't quite finish, so we'll see if they can here tonight.
They're going to try and hustle and muscle their way down the field here, Nate.
Ball at the 36-yard line now for the Hornets. Getting things set at the line and see what Sikowski can come up with here. We haven't seen him run as much as we did when they played BG a couple of weeks ago, so we'll see if maybe he can get out and scamper. Going to be a sweep to the right side. They go back to De Leon, and he is up to about the 31. So third down and manageable here for the Hornets. They are deep in Sydney territory. Out to about the 32-yard line here, I would say. So a big third down coming up here for the Hornets. So again, that Delhi-Tioga game still 7-7, and it looks like Delhi is just doing everything they can to chew clock there against the Tigers, keep the ball out of their hands. Last update we had as well is Walton on top of BG by a score of 22-0, and Unitego Franklin leading UV 26-8. Eight-man action tonight up at the U. So third down and about 4 to go here for the Hornets. Sikowski at the line, goes back, actually talks to his running backs there, gives Rao a little message at the line. I think Sydney jumped. Yes, they did. There comes the flag. And so the Hornets doing a nice job there. They're going to pick up some free yardage out of this one. With 2:20 to go, second quarter, Sydney on top 22-0.
And Coach Matthews right now is pointing at the play clock. That's two plays in a row that play clock's gotten pretty low. The last play they got it off, it was already at zero. And one of the benefits with having all this technology at the field is you can see that clock right there. There's no guessing on it.
That's for sure.
And his defense jumped, but he's pointing at the play clock saying the offense should have ran a play by now.
Yeah, Coach Matthews always a stickler for those, you know, for those little things. He is all about time management, clock management, so I'm sure he's all over that right now trying to help out his guys. So with the penalty, this is going to be a first down now for Afton Harpersville. And they'll look to run. They go back to Rao to the left side, and he is hit at about the 25-yard line here by Harrington as well as Corbin Cash. And so the nice job by the defense there for the Warriors is they've really sealed up the middle here tonight. Afton Harpersville, if they've run, they've had more success on the outside than going up the gut, that's for sure.
Yes, and Tioga just takes the lead 14-7 over Delhi.
Okay, so the Tigers offense coming to life there. Looks like a pretty good crowd for that contest between the two undefeated teams in the division. This is everybody's been talking about it all week, the Bulldogs and the Tigers out in Tioga tonight. Certainly a matchup we could see again down the road in the playoffs. So about a 1:20 to go here, second quarter, 22-0. Sydney is on top, but Afton Harpersville is driving. And here is Sikowski, tries to run to the outside, and Harrington is right there to bring him down. Nowhere to go. A host of Sydney tacklers help him out. Lucas DeMott was there as well, and it really looks like Sydney's focused on not letting Sikowski beat him.
Well, I mean, you said it yourself. You've said his name how many times for all the different sports, so it's probably a good idea. Focus on him and not let him beat you, and they're doing a good job so far. But a guy like that, you at some point like to get rolling and just, you know, make things tough on the defense.
Yeah, I haven't seen him try to get out and run as much as we normally have in the past. We'll be interested to see if he tries to do that more here late in this second quarter with time running down, or if he'll do it in the second half. Yeah, we're down to 30 seconds here, so the Hornets have got to find a way to go. And Sikowski's going to drop back. They're going to go through the air. He's pressured, throws. He's got a receiver, but it falls incomplete. Good coverage. He threw it into double coverage on that far side. And once again, I think that was DeMott over there who was able to knock it away. Good job.
Both sides of the ball tonight for DeMott playing great football.
I would say he's got to be in the early running for one of our CDO awards at the end here. He's been an animal for sure.
As long as we remember to give those out.
Yeah, that's always key at the end of the broadcast. So, in our defense, that was soccer. And,
yes.
You know, we were kind of in a hurry, and we forgot to do it. So. So the clock does stop there with 21 seconds to go. You know, Unitigo and Green played again today, and Green won in overtime 4-3.
Jeez.
So that's three games that came right down to the wire between those two girls' soccer teams.
Only took one overtime this time?
Yeah, just the one. So, and it was back and forth the whole way. So here's Afton Harper. Zilsikowski's going to go to the air again. He fires left side, and it looks like a little miscommunication there. Pass is incomplete. He had a receiver. It was Uribe there, and it just falls incomplete. Looked like he wasn't ready for it.
No, he had him, and the pass was thrown, and he didn't even turn to look at the quarterback. And as you said, it must have been some communication error or something like that, because that doesn't normally happen.
An injury here with 17 seconds left in the second quarter. And so we'll hold it right here for a second, see if this is going to chew up much time here or not. Again, the out-of-town scores at the moment, Tioga leading Delhi 14-7. Unitigo Franklin leading UV 26-8. And Walton continuing to play very good football. They lead 22-0 down in Bainbridge tonight over the BG Bobcats. So, yeah, a little quick injury timeout here. And we'll come right back up to finish up this second quarter. Tough spot for the Hornets to be in late in the second quarter here, as they tried to punch one in. But Sikowski, even when he's rolled outside of the pocket, has really had to run for his life. I've been impressed with DeMott. I've been impressed with Harrington. All going after him there, not making things easy, that's for sure. Time winding down in that Delhi-Tioga first half as well.
Delhi had the ball in a great spot as the clock was winding down, but they used their last timeout, and the quarterback got sacked to finish the half. But they had the ball, I would say, about the 20-yard line.
Wow, okay.
They drove it down that quick. But halftime, Tioga up 14-7.
So the clock is going to run out here on Afton-Harpersville as both teams head off, and they're just going to say that this is going to be the halftime break, 22-0. And so that is going to be our halftime score here in this division matchup between the Warriors and the Hornets. So we're going to have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll have a special guest as well to come up and give us some Sydney news for you as well. So second half will be exciting here between the Warriors and the Hornets. So again, 22-0 at the break. Sydney's on top of Afton-Harpersville. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Law. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.